Am I clear, by the way? Because I don't have my earphones with me. So is it still clear enough? Fine. Is it clearer with the earphones or is it the same?
I think it's better.
With it now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Maybe I won't use the earphones then.
It's less, okay. Less distorted.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, that's good. Okay. So let's see. Vishnavavam based top of the daf. So this case we already mentioned two daf ago. This is a principle of where everyone's witnessing it. There's a courtyard in between two houses, or maybe one house and two people on two different windows in the house. Two sets of Adam in two different places in the house. So Reuven and Shimon are seeing it from one window, and Levi and Yehuda are witnessing it from a different window. The echad masra boy be'emtza. Now they're watching from the window. A murder happening. But who's giving the warning? In the courtyard. Yeah, they're not there. So there's one person in the courtyard giving a warning to this murderer, saying, if you kill, you know, you'll get the death penalty, and it's not allowed to kill him, and whatever. So bizman shemiktsasan royin elu es elu. In a time where they're seeing each other, meaning some of the Edom are seeing each other, Hare Edu Edus Achas. Then it's considered one set of Edus. Meaning till now, in the previous Mishnah, we've been discussing where there could be a set of Edom which are 100 strong. They're all considered one set. Now we're encountering a case where Edom can be split up into groups, even though they're seeing the same testimony. And that is when they are actually seeing it separately. They're in different rooms. They're not seeing the other Edom. They're separate to the other Edom. They're not seeing it as a group. They're two groups. Then the taka considered two separate sets of Edus. So it could be 50 each group or 100 each group, however many there are. But they're not seeing it together in the presence of each other. And they're not connected by anyone seeing. It doesn't have to be all the 100 see each other. It has to, because there's a massive crowd there. How can you see each other? Rather, it has to be that at least some of one set are seeing some of the other set. That's the idea here.
Well, they can actually see that the other groups are there at the same time.
Yeah, maybe they see, maybe the houses are opposite each other, so they see in the window there's other people seeing. As long as the sets are connected somehow by one person from one set seeing one person from the other set, that makes them connected to be one set. But if not, then they're two separate sets. Okay. They laugh, but if no one can see each other, tinted windows, I don't know what, or whatever, they're a different angle. Harry Edushdeit Idiois. Then it's considered two separate sets. Now the mission is going to go on to say the ramifications of that. So what, the two separate sets? How does that, what's that, what significance does that have? Well, one we already encountered, really, because we said if one of them found to be false, or Possel, or Koriv, or a relative, then he only passels his set, but the other set's still there, because they're separate sets. He only passels his set. So that's one ramification for sure. But the Mishnah's going to say a different ramification. Lefikoch, therefore, im nimtzeis achas mihem ze memes, let's say one of the sets becomes false, meaning the Edom say, you know, you weren't there, you were with us. Meaning they claim to be in house A, and they were, and they got another set in house B, and Adam come and say, you are all with us in a different place. So there's Zayim and them. Who vehe nerogim? Still, since the second set in house B are still claiming, and they're still valid, and they claim to see the murder, so the perpetrator gets a death penalty because of the second set of Adas, and all the other Adam in the first set get the death penalty because they are Edom's Zomim. Even though they're testifying on something which anyways he gets a death penalty. Remember we encountered this two daf ago where he anyways gets a death penalty. Still, this would be a concept of Edom's Zomim. Vashniya Petura and the second set are Potter because they're giving correct testimony. Yes, so far what we said is, there's a principle where, we said till now, 100 seeing it is one set. Now we're encountering where it's not so obvious, not always is it so, and sometimes it can be two sets. And the ramifications of which is, besides what we mentioned about if one of them is possible, he only puzzles his set. Also, if they're found to be Zomim, so one set are found to be Zomim, the other set still give testimony and therefore kill the perpetrator. But the Edom Zomim get the death penalty also. So who the Hainerogim? Everyone, them, the set of Edom and the perpetrator get the death penalty. They're actually a Patura, but the second set are Potter because they are the true. They're true Edom. Rabbi Yossi says, "Le'olam ein neherogim." Really, we don't kill anyone. Ad shu shnei edim masrim boy. Meaning, he doesn't argue with the whole what we just said, but we threw in another chiddush into that part of the Mishnah. We sort of slyly slipped in another chiddush and said, "There's one person giving a hasrah here." Meaning, we assume there's people in house A, people in house B, and there's a courtyard thing. Who's warning him in the courtyard? We're assuming he's not shouting from the window. So who's in the courtyard to warn the perpetrator? So we said there's one person there. That's a chiddush, because who said one person is sufficient to warn? Yossi says one person is not sufficient to warn. Yossi, you always have to have two Edom giving the hasra. To get the death penalty, there has to be a hasra, a warning from two Edom. Shneimer, what's the pasuk for this? Al pi shneim edim. It says in the pasuk, the whole pasuk reads as follows: Al pi shneim edim, ushlisha edim, yumas hames. Only through two or three witnesses do you kill the person. So al pi, through the mouth of Rabbi Yossi, understands to mean hasra. So Rabbi Yossi agrees with the whole part of the Mishnah, except for that point. That subtle point that we threw in, that one person is sufficient to give warning. Dovah, it says in Mishnah, alternative explanation of the pasuk, al pi shnayim edim, shlisha edim, yumas hames. The alternative translation is, al pi shnayim edim, through the mouth of two edim, shloita hi sanhedrin shri mas mepi hametergumen, the basedin can't hear testimony through a translator. So if they don't speak the same language as the witnesses, they can't use interpreter in between. It has to be our pishnaim edim, through the mouth of the edim, which excludes any intermediaries. Okay, so that's an alternative pshat in that pasuk. Okay, so let's go to the Gemara. So again, the Mishnah is saying, first of all, chiddush of there being two separate sets of edus, and it's shayach for one set to get killed and the perpetrator to get killed through the second set. And also a machlokes, whether or not you need one person is sufficient for hasra, or you need two people for hasra. That's so far what's going on. Says a Gemara.
I mean, we've never... Yeah, before, have we actually said that we know that normally for Edom you need two aid. But before, have we established normally how many warners, how many people doing the warnings one needs?
I don't know. Not in this Masechta, not. I don't know. I'm not aware of other Masechtas.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. In this Masechta, the assumption was that maybe that you only needed one warning, one warning from one person.
I'm not sure. I don't know why you see there was any assumption before. I don't see. I mean, is Machleika say what would I think from basic logic? I'm no idea. I don't have a basic logic to this. But do you see any proof, any daf we learned previously that one warning would be sufficient? I'm not sure if we had. Tell me, please.
Do you mean the presumption could have? For this mission, the presumption could be either way, that you either need both Edom to warn or you need one aid to warn.
Yeah, I don't remember any proof. I didn't encounter any proof. Again, I didn't have that forefront of my mind, so it could be it slipped me. But if it is, please share. and we're happy to hear.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think that it could be interpreted both ways up until now.
Okay. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Let's see the root behind this machoikus. Omar Zutra. Sedra Zutra Batuvia at the Santuvia. Omar Rav, in name of Rav. Minayin. The Edus Miuchedes Shibasuda. How do we know? This we're touching on the first point in the Mishnah. There's such a thing as Edus Miuchedes. Now, okay, sorry, we're not really touching on the point in the first point in the Mishnah. We're saying, well, it is connected, but we mentioned in the Mishnah there's such a thing as two sets, one set being split into two. Although usually all the Edom are one set, it can be split into two. Now, what happens if you got only two Edom, one from this window and one from the other window? Then what? If they're split into two, then they're not one set of Edom. You never have two Edom. You only have two sets of one Edom. But there's never enough Edom.
So doesn't Leidus Miuchedes mean it's combined into one?
Eidus Miuchedes means separate Eidus. Miuchedes, Miuchad, it's separate.
I thought Yechud means one.
Well, Yechud can be one, it also can mean separate. Separated or one. One means by itself. I'm not sure if I'm getting it right grammatically, but it's definitely the interpretation of this Gemara. It means miuchedes, meaning as a separate part. Let's see Rashi.
Like, like Kedusha, you mean?
Huh?
Like Kedusha is separate, you mean?
I guess so, yes, in that way. We've done that Kedusha. Yeah, again, I'm not an expert. I can't argue out with it. It could be you're right. I just know the explanation of this Gemara definitely is the way I'm saying it. Whether or not that's a word, that's debatable. But the idea is, put it this way, the idea is, in the Mishnah we said when there's a case of 100, let's say, and there's two sets of 50. So there, each set of 50 is by itself. But when you have two Edom only and one Edom in each window, then it gets split into two. So now you never have two Edom. So now the Mishnah's questioning, or the Gemara's questioning, what's the source for this? How do we know that seeing from two different points, vantage points, actually splits you into two Edos? How do you know that? How does it split you into two sets of testimony? Says the Gemara, Shenema, as it says, Lo Yomus al Pi Eid Echod. Yeah, the Pasuk says, don't kill through one witness. Now, says the Gemara, My Echod, what does it mean through one witness? Ilema Eid Echod Mamish. If you can say it means really that only one witness comes to Beis Din. Mereish Shemin Lo, we already see from the first part of the Pasuk says, Al-Pishnai Edom. It says you have to have at least two Edom. So that obviously excludes one. So the Pasuk starts off, Al-Pishnai Edom, you have to have two Edom. And then it ends off the Pasuk, don't kill with one Ed. Well, that's obviously the fact it says two Edom you need, so obviously one's not sufficient. Elos, and what must it teach you? My Echod, what does it mean? Echod? Echod, Echod. Means separate Edoyos, one by one. Meaning to say, if they're coming separately, which means to say they're seeing as two different sets. They're seeing one from this window and that one from that window. They're separate. From that pasuk, we can extrapolate to even if there's 100 split into two. If we see that one from one window and one from another window don't join up, that must mean the fact they're not seeing each other separates them. So now obviously we know if it's 50 and 50, separated, no one sees each other. That is separate sets of Edus. And that's the pasuk telling us. Echod, echod. It's split into two. Tani Nami Hochi, we have a similar braisa teaching us the same thing as we just learned. Lo yomus al pi eid echod. The pasuk tells us, don't kill on one eid. Lo hobi, this is to teach us. Shnaim shiroi nisoi. Two people that see him, that see a crime. Echom chalein zeh, one from this window, echom chalein zeh, one from that window. They're not seeing each other to join up. They don't join up. Just because they're seeing the same thing does not mean they can join up. They have to be together, present with each other's presence, witnessing what's happening. Not only that. Let's say they witness the crime, one after the other, meaning one's looking from the window and says, hey, can you see what's happening here? moves out of the way. It's a small window. The other guy looks and sees the same thing happening. So that also, even if they're in the same presence, but they're wincing one after the other, also not good. Aim at styrofoam. They're not, don't join up. Omer the Popper says, "If Popper not buy it, buy it." Hashta. What do you mean? Now, my echod machalein zeh, bech machalein zeh. You told us before. They're two, seeing from two different windows. The haikochazi kule maisa, the haikochazi kule maisa. Each one seeing the whole crime. Yeah, they're seeing the murder take place. The whole murder take place. Omros name stuff. You said there they don't join together. Bezechazeh. In a case of where they're seeing one after the other, the haikochazi palga the maisa, the haikochazi palga the maisa. They're each seeing half a murder. Murder takes place in a second. How can you see the guy dying? That's it. You can't witness a murder half. Only one person could possibly have seen the murder. Yeah? So, do you need to tell us? We said there's two stages. We said a case where they're seeing from two different windows is possible. Not only that, says a Braisa, when they're seeing one after the other from the same window is also possible. So, says a Papa to Abaya, what do you mean? When they're seeing from different windows, at least they're seeing the whole story. When they're seeing from the same window, they're not seeing the whole story. Of course, it's not a testimony. Only one person saw it. Whoever witnessed the murder, witnessed the murder. It's not possible for two people to witness one after the other murder. Murder takes place in a split second. So Amalei, he said back to him, we're talking a case of arroyos, of immorality, where there's something going on, and they see someone being boil or erva, see someone having illicit relationships. So that could take over a certain amount of time. And what they're witnessing one after the other, this person sees it, at this time, and he sees what he sees, and this person sees a few seconds later. So since that takes time, it doesn't take place in a split second, so therefore they can both say, we saw this person having this relationship with this woman. And therefore, through that, possibly you would have thought that you kill. Says the Gemara, no, because they're not witnessing at the same time. Bryce says they have to witness at the same time, just like as a din. You have to witness in the same presence of each other. You also have to witness at the same time. Even if you're in the same presence, but you're not really seeing, you're not seeing together. It's the same thing as seeing from one window, one from this window, one from that window, because although you're standing next to him when he's witnessing it, but you're not witnessing as he's witnessing it. So this din of don't kill on one witness doesn't mean one witness literally, because you already know you have to have two witnesses. Rather, it means two witnesses have to be witnessing together the act.
Interesting. Is this a Torah Shabbal about pairs? Is just something that Moshe Rabbeinu was taught, like tefillin, like what does tefillin look like?
Why I'm interested. Why do you say this at this drasha as opposed to any other?
It seems like it's not enough just to.
There's no sufficient clues from the pasuk.
Yeah, I don't think there's enough.
Well, I would argue that almost, I think all droshes really are a Torah Shabbal pair. Anything which is not explicit would be categorized as a Torah Shabbal pair. A tefillin, I'm not sure what you're referring to, I don't know enough, but tefillin maybe is something, I don't know. I would say everything is categorized as a Torah Shabbal pair.
I just think that this is more counterintuitive. Normally, it's all Torah Shabbal pair, but there's normally psukim, whether it's in somewhere in Tanakh, to hang it on. Whereas this is really counterintuitive, because you could make, especially this is Choshen Mishpat, which is meant to be logical, and you could make a very easy argument, which is that actually, if you've got two separate witnesses from two different vantage points, right, and they both see...
Possible to believe them.
Yeah, and they both independent, they didn't even convince each other. Right, they're mamash independent of each other, and they both came to the same conclusion, seeing from different places, and they didn't even have mobile phones in those days. They couldn't corroborate on their evidence, and they happened to come to Beis Din at the same time with the same story. Then surely you can't get any better than that in terms of testimony.
Very interesting. I hear your point. I wonder if there is some logic. You're making a good, strong argument. I have to look up on that. Is there any logic behind this drasha? Is it just a pure drasha like you're suggesting? Maybe it's just no logic behind it, or maybe it is some logic and we're not aware of it yet. I wonder what Rosh Hashanah would say. And you're strongly suggesting that the logic's the other way around, that very possibly it's more likely to be a believable story.
Yeah, that's my sort of kasha on it.
Yeah, we'll have to look up on that. It's a good point. Okay. So again, we expanded and we said the source behind the Mishnah's din about separate Eduyos. How do we know Eduyos can be split into two? And we said that not only is it impossible by 50 and 50, it's also by only two Eden. If they're split into two, then there's no good Eden. And we said also, not only does it apply to that, it also applies to when they're seeing one after the other, even from the same window, but since they're not present and witnessing together, what rather one after the other, that's not considered, that's considered separate Eduyos, that's separate witnessing. So let's see further. Now that deals with that first part of the Mishnah. Now we're going to deal with the part about Hasrah. So let's see. Omar Rava. So this is six lines down, wide lines, towards the end of the line. Omar Rava. Im hoyu royin es hamasra, oya hamasra royin son, mitzdarifin. So Rava says, interesting then, it doesn't have to be that you got 50 in one window and 50 in the other window. It doesn't have to be one of the 50, see the other one of the 50, in order to join together. It's enough that the person warning in the middle, in the courtyard, if he can see both sets, he joins them together. I'm guessing the logic is because, let's just think about it now, I didn't think about it before, but I think the logic is because the person warning is also a witness. So why can't he join together everyone? He's like one of the witnesses. He's part of both sets. So he's sort of he's the conduit so through which we can make it one set of Eidos. In fact, I don't even know what Rava's saying in Chiddush. I think it's obvious, Rava. I don't even know why it's such a big deal, what Rava's saying. Just thinking now, I don't know if anyone thinks it's a Chiddush or...
If you want to say that, then there's no end. Basically, in every situation, you'd have Starif, the Eidim. Because
maybe in a case where no one could see each other.
Yeah, but that's unlikely. I mean, it's likely that the majority of Eidim are going to be joined by...
The Mishnah does say, the Mishnah at the end of the day says, as long as one sees each other, then it's okay. So what's Rava adding? At the end of the day, that's what the Mishnah says. As long as one, Mixos and Roy says, as long as one from one set sees the one from the other set, That's enough. I'm just saying, Rava sounds like you say, oh, even the passing warning. But the passing warning, I'm just arguing that the passing warning is also a witness. So why is he not able to join both together?
How do you know that the person warning is there for the act?
Why is he not what?
How do you know the person warning is there for the act?
Is there for that?
The act. So he may be there for, he may give Hasra and then he goes off and goes shopping.
I see. Interesting. Then I'll argue the other way around. So what makes him, what links him then? And what, how does Robert know what you're saying then?
So then it's only in a case where there's where the person is also staying there, and then in which case your assumption that why that your question, why shouldn't it be?
Yeah. I wonder, actually, I think you're right, because let's look further a second. I forgot the next tomorrow. Rava says another statement. But Amar Rava, Master Sha'amru, the person warning, Afidu Piatsu Afidu Pishade. The person warning can even be the victim. The victim can warn the perpetrator and say, if you kill me, you'll get a death penalty, and that's sufficient warning. And even a shade, even a demon, which maybe doesn't possibly mean, it means anyone. It doesn't have to be an aid. It could be a voice, a megaphone that's coming out. It could be anything. A voice down from heaven. Even that's sufficient warning.
So now we had this before. We had this last week, though, didn't we? In the Chazar on Sunday, that the victim could be the one doing the warning.
Yeah, we spoke.
If you kill me, you're going to be in trouble.
I think we mentioned it because you were already getting to Olam Beis. I think we mentioned that would be the discussion on Olam Beis. We're going to see our argument here to go further.
You mean we were jumping? You mean?
Well, you brought it up, so I said that's going to be Olam Beis.
Okay.
But yeah.
But anyway, the other point is that. This ruling by Rava, the first one, this contradicts the logic previously. This seems much more logical that that you know you can have different people from different windows seeing the person giving the warning. That that is now acceptable. We're now saying that is now acceptable, whereas previously they weren't considered to be a set of Adim previously, if you have different people from different windows.
Well, we're not talking about the people from different windows, we're talking about the past and warning in the middle. I'm not understanding what you're saying. I'm not understanding.
Im Hayu Ruin, if they saw the people the people at the windows saw the person
witnessing
giving
a warning. Yeah.
I was referring to the people at the different windows.
Each part people from different windows see, they're linked by seeing the person warning. Everyone sees, of course, the perpetrator, but they see the person warning.
But before that, somebody, two people at different windows was not considered a set. But now we're saying that this is valid, even though they're at different windows.
Yeah, because the person in the middle links them.
Right, but there always was a person in the middle.
The person in the middle has to be the person warning. This is what Robert's saying. It's not enough that he's the victim or the perpetrator, it has to be the person warning. We have to pick up on this because I think this is an unclear point. We have to pick up on this next time. We'll get back to this. I'll look up more about this and about your question, Jonathan, about the logic behind the Aegis Mucheles. We'll look up Mr. Shem. We'll try back to tomorrow, Mr. Shem. So tomorrow at 15.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone.
At the early time tomorrow, at 8:15. Okay.